The RO, or responsible officer, will be a senior person in the organisation you work for, and your connection to the organisation is laid down in law. So it's not a matter of choice, it's laid down in law, and you need to follow, for the General Medical Council, that an algorithm which will tell you what your revalidating organisation is. And once you've established that, then that organisation will have appointed an RO. For the majority of public health specialists and consultants in England, that will be Public Health England and its RO. But, of course, there are many other people practising in many different circumstances. There are about 80 or 90 people whose revalidating organisation is the faculty, and they know who they are, and for them, I'm their RO. You do have to keep records, but there are six things the GMC wants to know. They want to know that you're keeping up to date, which essentially is CPD. They want to know that you are reflecting on your practice, which is audit or something similar. They want to know that you are collecting feedback from colleagues and patients. And then there are declarations of health and probity, and a declaration that you're not subject to any disciplinary or complaints procedures. We've put on the faculty website examples of audits that we think are relevant to public health, and we've also put examples for each area of public health practice, examples of what are called case reviews. Now, that's a fairly clinical term, but there's an equivalent to a case review in public health, and those examples are there on the website for everybody to have a look at.